Music from a short film by the cutting-edge Irish visual artist Make.ie. They are among the guests at Data Transfer, a festival of contemporary visual culture being held at Prague's Archa Theatre this weekend. Ian Willoughby found out more about this year's Data Transfer, the sixth, from one of its curators, Jana Zielinski.
We are trying to show in the Czech Republic the contemporary visual phenomenon. We will show style magazines in an exhibition style society. And we will, during 3 days, from Friday to Sunday, we will show at the screenings different films about graphic design, about fashion, animation, showing music videos, which we think that are important and which are visually strong. We will show a photographic exhibition about urban culture, about the graffiti, which are made into glass. And there will be as well a panel discussion about the style, about visual culture, and about the magazines.
Well, I see one film you're showing is a Czech sci-fi classic called Ikaria Xperjedna. What is that for our listeners who don't know it?
It's a very famous film by Polak and Juracek. These are important directors from the 70s. And we would like to show the people this film, which is not screened very often anymore, but it's a unique sci-fi film from the future, which is very, very visually strong. And we think that actually it should be screened on a big screen for the audience. So that's why we have decided that after we show the Czech style, which is about the Czech contemporary visual styles and from the Czech contemporary visual directors, so after that we would like to show this retro film.
Generally speaking, how much of the input is Czech and how much foreign?
I would say that about one third of the program is Czech and two thirds are foreign.
Also, I see you have a football theme this year. Why is that?
Well, we think that basically this year we have two major visual events in the world. And one is the World Cup in football in Germany. And the other one is data transfer.
And that was curator Jana Zielinski talking to Radio Prague's Ian Willoughby.